Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi, covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. With Sports Talk Mississippi's Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk of On3 Sports. Now get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
This is Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi. Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk here with you on a Friday morning. Thanks for starting the weekend with us here at supertalk.fm or wherever it is that you get podcasts from. We appreciate you guys out there, our great listeners, especially our servicemen and women out there taking care of us. Want to thank our sponsors over at Strange Brew Coffee House and Churn and Spoon Ice Cream. Start your day the right way with a trip to the drive-thru over at Strange Brew Coffee House here in Starkville or at Brupolo over in Tupelo. Be a little weird, Robbie, if Brupolo was in Young.
That would be really weird.
I know that that word is correct. There's no way.
Y-O-U-N-G?
Yes. If I find out later that it's Ewing or something, I'm going to be really
mad. Just going to give up.
At that point, I just give up. Yeah, you're correct. Wherever you are in our great state, you can enjoy Strange Brew Coffee each and every morning. It's just a click away at strangebrewcoffeehouse.com. Pip Printing and Signs, reliable service for every business need. If you are a business owner, you know what importance printing plays in the day-to-day operations of your business. It is what gets the message of your business out to your customers. Why are you doing anything but working with the best? That's Pip Printing and Signs. 30 years of experience. Go to their website, pipridgeland.com, and you can see the incredible number of services they can offer you and your business. Then call Cam Baker at 601-499-5216. Tell them you heard about it on Thunder and Lightning, and go from there. And don't forget, 10% of your sale, if you're a Mississippi State fan, goes directly to the Bulldog Initiative. When you need printing, call Pip Pip today. College Corner, collegecornerstore.com is the place to find the maroon and white merchandise that you are looking for. And I know that you are looking for it. You need new gear, they've got it at College Corner. Two locations to serve you in the Jackson area, Ridgeland by Fleet Feet, Flowood by the Half Shell, or you can shop online at collegecornerstore.com. Restaurant Tyler, Starkville's flagship restaurant, is the place to find these. That's not correct. I was going to give them some smoked Southern soul food. They don't. They have great food there. I wouldn't go that far. They don't have smoked Southern
I would just soul eat food. A potluck of Two Brothers and Restaurant Tyler if and I the can, older brother. If you want to just put it all together in one grouping.
If I showed up at a tailgate and they're like, we had Restaurant Tyler and then we had Two Brothers and we had the older brother Cater.
Darn.
I might not go to the game.
Yeah, just stay out there in
stay
the
out there. I mean, watch the game on TV. Restaurant Tyler for lunch, for dinner, for Sunday brunch. If you got a special occasion coming up, you don't need to have one, though. The dinner at Restaurant Tyler can be the special occasion. So check them out. If you haven't had dinner at Restaurant Tyler, you are certainly missing out. The best steaks in the city of Starkville. Go grab a steak this weekend at Restaurant Tyler. You know, when we talk about steaks later, you know, it sort of fits into all that. Priority One Bank, 16 locations to serve you throughout Central Mississippi. Let PriorityOneBank.com be your guide. Let them show you not only where those locations are, but show you how they're going to help you invest, how they're going to help you plan for the future, how they're going to help you manage your money. When you have money questions these days, you don't have time to wait around. You don't have time to be on hold trying to get an answer to a question about your money. So you need to call Priority One Bank. You need to talk to some people there and get your money with those guys so that you can get the kind of service that you deserve. Let Priority One Bank make you their priority. It's Friday. That means it's the three P's. We are brought to you by Sanders Rentals. If you are looking for game day rentals in the city of Starkville, call Will Sanders. He's got great cottages just down the road from campus, a short drive with all of the amenities that you are missing. You know, it feels like home when you're there. You know, you go to these hotels and everybody's cramped and you're all in one room. Wouldn't you rather have a nice cottage for a lower price with a lot more amenities and a lot more comfort? I think that's a no-brainer. 662-769-1412. That's the number. Talk to Will. He's got rentals available for game day weekends and for any weekend here in Starkville. If you're going to be in Starkville and you're looking for a better deal than you can get at those hotels, call my good friend Will Sanders at Sanders Rentals. Mississippi State, Arkansas. Saturday, 11:45 a.m. at Davis Wade Stadium. It's so weird, you know, in college football this year, there's so many games that have so much meaning because we have the 12-team playoff. Feels like every week there's 9, 10, 11 games that have massive consequences, massive meaning for the winners and losers. This is not one of those games. Yet at the same time, it is absolutely massive for both teams. We'll put the stakes up here for Arkansas. Arkansas still has to play Ole Miss, Texas, and they go to Missouri. They also have a home game with Louisiana Tech. So if they want to get to 6-6, they want to guarantee a bowl game and to get some late season momentum, they need this win. They need it. Mississippi State, unlikely to be in the postseason, right? It would require not losing again this season. But the excitement around your program is a lot different at 4-8 than it would be at 2-10. And we've talked about it all week. We feel like if State can just get a win and get over the hump, they're going to grab a little late season momentum and maybe pick up one more upset win that they're not supposed to get. If they don't win this game, Robbie, 2-10 is probably where they're going to be headed. Can you remember a game in recent years that, you know, with not anything really on the line for these for teams, but there really is a lot on the line?
I mean, I feel like that a lot with Mississippi State. Like you look at years where they just really need a win to keep momentum or to end a streak of losses, whatever. But this feels a little bit different than some of those years because I really feel like, you know, next season is on the line here in the last few games. I don't think that it's kind of weird to say that because I don't think the win-loss thing is a big deal for the season, but it kind of is here late in the year to get some momentum going into next year when you're talking about recruiting, things like that. There's a whole lot you can sell if you're Jeff Lebby if you can find a way to get four wins. Mm-hmm. And that it's kind of weird to say, but it is. I mean, it absolutely is. This is a team that is 1-6 right now, but people feel differently, even around the SEC, about this Mississippi State team than they did a few weeks ago. Like, you'll see people saying this offense is moving in the right direction. Michael Van Buren's really exciting. Mississippi State's been right there in some of these games. People are noticing a 1-6 Mississippi State team, you know, more than they did last year at any point. And that was a team that won five games. So I feel like it's good for Mississippi State's perception and the momentum that they need going into next year if they can find a way to win this game and to push forward, you know, next week and then beyond, because they feel like, I'm sure the players feel like they've been putting in a lot of effort and a lot of work and it just hasn't really paid off.
Yeah.
Because you've been losing games. You lost six in a row. This would be a great step in the right direction if State can get an SEC win, beat a team that I think is has been much better this year, and take that step forward. I think it's huge.
So for Mississippi State in this game, you know, I feel like offensively you kind of have a good feel of where State is, right? They're probably, you know, they've played three really good defenses back to back to back, and they, you know, only 13 points on Texas, but then 31 on Georgia, 24 on Texas A&M. I feel like saying State's going to score between 28 and 35 points feels correct. And then defensively is where the questions are. And it's not questions about is the defense good or they're not going to play well. It's just going to be a simple question of can they get a couple of stops here and there, maybe force a turnover, which they've been doing. To get to their credit, they have been forcing turnovers the past couple of weeks and give the offense a short field. You know, State only had a short field once last week, but they took full advantage of it, scored a touchdown. I feel like this offense is clicking in a way that if you give them a couple of short fields, they'll put a couple of touchdowns on the board. What is the number for State, in your opinion, where if I tell you Arkansas scored this, where's the cutoff that you say State didn't win?
Probably like 38.
Okay.
I think that feels like a good spot. Because, I mean, Arkansas's defense is solid. It's not A&M, I don't think. It's not Georgia, anything like that. But I think they're good enough that they can get off the field enough. I think State can still score, you know, 34 points and win. But, you know, we'll see.
They just announced the uniforms.
What?
They just announced the uniforms.
For the game?
Mm-hmm. All maroon.
At least it's no white helmets.
Mississippi State has two home games remaining. And on October the 24th, they have still not worn maroon helmet, maroon jersey, white pants, their traditional uniform. I'm not going to gripe any more about it. I'm just disappointed. I'll just leave it at that.
Yeah, well, I feel. Are we getting?
I don't have a marketing degree.
Is it a sick joke that's being played on this fan base with the logos and the uniforms? Is it like dangling a carrot type deal, or I've never seen anything like this where there's just a standstill between an administration and fans.
I don't know, you're just saying
you're not going to get what you want.
I'm just tired.
I don't understand it.
I'm just tired, man.
I kind of am too. Like
I don't have a whole lot of fight left in me on this one.
Well, like I'm tired of the complaining, even though I agree with it. I'm tired of the snubbing your nose at the fans. Like I'm just now in the middle of just like tired. I'm tired of dealing with it. Yeah. And you know, people talk about it's not a big deal, but I mean it is. You're basically telling your fan base, a large portion of your fan base, that you don't care what they want. Or anything like that. I'm looking on. I mean, this is another fairly small thing, but it's kind of big too. All these schools that are getting these uniforms on NCAA football, announcing it. You know, they're saying, you know, you asked for it, we gave it to you. BYU got their 1996 throwbacks on there. Mm-hmm. Where's the freaking interlocking? Why can that not be? That's such a simple thing.
And the pirate helmet was on there today.
Not the interlocking.
At the moment in time that it was worn, the pirate helmet was really, really cool. And it's awesome. And it was a great tribute to a great man. But I will literally never play with that helmet on that game.
It has no other affiliation beyond that game.
Yeah.
With Mississippi State.
I just don't understand.
Mississippi State's identity in the late 1990s, one of the greatest eras of their football program ever, was the interlocking helmet. And I don't know why this is such a controversial thing with the university, but we were lied to about that logo for 20 years. Mm-hmm. And then when you gave it to fans, you yank it back away from them. I don't get it. And I talked to someone yesterday about the interlocking because there was a post on our board about it was going back in the vault. I talked to someone at licensing yesterday that said that is not true. It is still available for retail. You can buy it. And they have no control over whether or not that is worn on a game. Mm-hmm. So that's Mississippi State athletics. That's their thing. So I just don't understand. It makes no sense to me. But the combos, too, I mean, like they're doing every possible combination but the one that is your like go-to uniform home games.
Yeah.
Baffling.
I don't have a whole lot of fight left in me on this one because I'm not going to win.
No.
So
they've taken our spirit.
Yeah, they've broken me on this one. I really thought this would just be just easy maroon white, and it's just not going to happen. I go and tell you next week is homecoming. They're going to do something that's different. They'll probably wear white helmets for that. UMass wears a maroonish helmet, so that'll probably be the way they go. And then we'll see what happens with Missouri. Mississippi State, Arkansas?
But I think the uniform combination thing is like an equipment staff thing, right? I've heard the players, choose the jerseys.
Now you've done it. I was willing to move on, but now you've riled me up. I don't give a crap whose choice it is, because whoever it is making wrong choices, right? So it's sort of like with a little kid, with my kids. If I just said, hey, why don't y'all pick where we go to eat? We would eat at Mi Hacienda and Applebee's literally every day. So I don't do that. I'm like, hey, we're going to
eat. You're not a Riblets fan?
Not anymore. So what I do is I say, hey, we're going to go to Boortown or we're going to go to Two Brothers. You pick. And I'll let them have. I give them the options that I want, but I present them a choice. You ever watch The Matrix? Which one was it? Reloaded with the Merovingian. Choice is an illusion. It's a difference between people who have power and people who don't. I present the illusion of choice to my children. And they make it seem like, oh, yeah, we picked where we got to eat today. In reality, I picked because I was cool with either choice. Right? That's what needs to happen here.
You give them choices that you want.
And that's what needs to happen here. It needs to be like, all right, this, you know, what do you want to do here? But these are our two options. Maroon, maroon white, or all white. I could live with all white.
Yeah, I really like all
now,
white.
Now, I don't like wearing white jerseys at home. I really don't, but...
No, I wouldn't wear that at home.
That is the lesser of two evils at this point. So, you just give them those two options.
Yeah, well...
That's how that has to be. And I don't care if it's the equipment staff picking it, which is the... Why? The players are picking it. Players who, you know, at the end of the season are going to jump in the portal. Just help make your fans happy. They are the ones who are paying for everything.
Yeah, more than ever. But that's like, that. It goes back to like the whole...
The players who are picking? State fans paid for them to be here.
Yeah.
So make them happy. And like, this team is 1-6. Again, I'm one of those people, I agree with people who are like, if State was 6-1, nobody would care. You're probably right. I might care. A diehard.
But they're not.
But they're not. They're 1-6. So why not give somebody the little bone that they want? I was done. I was out. And then you said that about the equipment staff, and it just riled me up.
I was just wondering who picks them. I
don't care who picks them. They do a terrible job. End of story. It is 8 games into this season. This is State's, what, 5th home game? 4th home game? 5th.
5th.
Yep. 5th home game. And you haven't worn the most traditional uniform you have. Maroon helmet, maroon jersey, white pants. There's no excuse for that. It's just dumb. End of story. Mississippi State, Arkansas. I was having a good day.
Were you?
I was. I was having a good day. We got the news yesterday that it appears Jaquindon Jackson, Arkansas's leading rusher, will be out for this game. You and I have been saying all week that we think that the game plan needs to be something along the lines of force the quarterback, force Taylen Green to beat you. His numbers are interesting. From a yardage standpoint, he's been pretty good. He runs the ball pretty effectively. But only 6 touchdowns passing and only 6 interceptions. And from what I talked to Jackson Fuller yesterday on the show, we had John Neighbors on the Sports Talk Mississippi show yesterday, and they both seem to think that when Arkansas turns the ball over, it is literally the most back-breaking turnovers you can imagine. The game against Oklahoma State is a great example of that. Mm-hmm. They had 650 yards in that game and only scored 31 points. Normally you have 650 yards, you're easily cracking 40, and you're probably closer to 50. So that gives you an idea of where this Arkansas team is. I liked where State is in this game in terms of Arkansas turns the ball over a lot, and State has seemingly found a little bit of a spark in forcing turnovers. I think turnover margin is going to be the biggest stat in this game.
Yeah, and for Mississippi State, especially, a team that cannot get the other team off the field otherwise.
Yeah.
They're forcing one punt, basically, per SEC game. That's awful. And, you know, hopefully you don't have a 2016 situation with Arkansas this time around where they don't punt at all. State's going to have to force some punts, but it feels like they're going to have to get some turnovers in this thing too and protect the football. Your margin of error on the offensive side of the football has shrunk tremendously this year with the issues that you have defensively and kind of the inability to get off the field. So I think that, you know, I've said it over and over again, creating chaos mm-hmm. is the most important thing for Mississippi State. And not only, you know, the fact that you're getting a turnover and you're taking the ball back, more often than not, you're going to get the ball in favorable field position, more favorable than a punt, usually. So you're changing the field position, you're giving your offense a boost, you're putting Arkansas in a bad situation. It's important. It's really important for Mississippi State to win the turnover battle.
I feel like this is going to be a close game. I feel like Mississippi State is going to be in the game the whole way. I do think it's going to be an offensive game. You know, when we talked to people about Arkansas, they've been like, well, their offense isn't really good, but it doesn't really matter. If you're playing Mississippi State, you're going to get yards and points. They're just that bad defensively. That's the true test of how bad you are when bad offensive teams are also having great offensive days against you. That's when you know.
Yeah.
It's one thing if you got bad defense, but you play a bad offense and you're able to get some stops and you look pretty good out there. That's when you're like, well, maybe they're not that bad.
I keep wondering, like, if State had gotten the pick six or whatever that they had, if they would have been able to get off the field on some of those third downs,
mm-hmm.
like where would A&M have been offensively in that game?
Yeah.
And they would have had maybe under 300 yards.
Yeah.
If you have like four of those third downs that weren't converted,
yeah.
that's a lot of yards that you take away.
Yeah.
That's a lot of points that
but
you
they
take
could,
away.
They did convert those third downs. So.
And that's part of the game, but at the same time, like A&M's offense wasn't super impressive.
It was not. It was not. For me in this game, it's just going to be offensively, just keep doing what you're doing. Continue to get the run game that you saw a week ago from Booth and Daniels. Continue to get those big plays. Now, Mario Craver listed as questionable. There's just too much. Matt Zenit's reporting that. He's one of those guys that if he reported it, he's probably correct. Craver's probably out. So you're starting receiving core is probably Akari, Coleman, and Mosley. Burnt Stonka will get some reps there. I wouldn't be surprised to see Jaden Wiley getting some reps there. Or they can continue to do what they did last week and go a little bit heavier with the tight ends and put Traore and Ball out there. The Ball brothers haven't done much this year. They have, mm-hmm. They've been a little bit of a disappointment.
Traore seems to be coming around.
He just needs a big game.
Yeah.
And like that's why I may make a prediction about that a little later in the show. And then defensively, like you said, Robbie, just force that chaos and get a couple of turnovers, get a couple of short fields, and go from there. If you can do that, you're going to win this football game. I really do feel confident in that.
Yeah, I'm kind of there with you. If you're not able to get off the field, fairly consistently in this ball game and keep the crowd in it, I think you've got some issues. I think Arkansas is going to be able to get some stops in this game. So it's going to be up to the defense to kind of keep Mississippi State afloat in this and make sure it doesn't start slipping away from them.
Yeah.
So the defense, to me, that's the key for the Bulldogs in this game.
Let's move into our playmakers and predictions. That's brought to you by our friends over at the Mississippi Beef Council, who want to remind you that beef, it is what's for dinner. Just said about it earlier, talking about Restaurant Tyler. Guys, if you want to go out and grab a great steak this weekend, doesn't matter where you live, you can find one. Or you can always just cook one for yourself. I got to be honest with you. Kroger, they got tomahawk ribeyes over there. I'm thinking about it.
Yeah, that sounds good.
I'm thinking about it. You know, that's the thing. Like, with a steak that big, you don't have to have one for everybody.
Right.
You buy two, and that's enough to feed four.
Oh, yeah.
Easily. So it may happen this weekend. We'll see. We'll see.
Be brave of you if you were able to take one.
Not all heroes wear capes.
True.
What I'm saying.
Aprons.
Huh? Yeah, you're right. You're correct. They don't all wield tongs.
It's true.
Enjoy a steak this weekend. Beef, it's what's for dinner. Thanks to our friends at the Mississippi Beef Council. Two Brothers Smoked Meats in the heart of the Cotton District is the place to find smoked Southern soul food. It is the place to find the Build Your Own Basket. I'm still thinking 2 days later about the Build Your Own Basket, about making another round of pork rind nachos or cheese fries, however I want to get them. They've got them there at Two Brothers. The food is fantastic. The menu is unique. And the people are awesome. Also, the Older Brother, the home of the fancy sandwich. If you want to have a more refined dining experience with a sandwich, you can do that at the Older Brother. Starkville's best new restaurant, the Older Brother. And, of course, Two Brothers Smoked Meats in the heart of the Cotton District. Great products, great service. Every business likes to promise it to you. They deliver it to you at Advantage Business Systems. They've been doing it for 50 years.
50.
50. Wasn't no 49, was it, Robbie? No, wasn't no 49. It's 50. Wherever you are in our great state, if you are a business owner and you need business technology, you need to call Advantage Business Systems. They're a Mississippi business just like you. That means they're going to treat you like a neighbor, not like a number. If you have a problem, you can give the people who you bought the product from a call. How novel a concept is that? You talk to the same people who you bought it from. I don't know, man. It's crazy. It's absolutely crazy. If you want to deal with people who know how to fix issues quickly with great service, then you need to talk to Advantage Business Systems. 601-362-9192, or you can visit them online at absms.com. Find out how Advantage Business Systems will help your business do business. Before you go to the games this fall, you need to head over to Maroon & Co. Maroon & Co. is the place in Starkville to get the best Mississippi State gear. They've got a selection like nobody else. They've got stuff that you can't find anywhere else. They've got the Bulldog Initiative line that nobody else has. It's all right there at Maroon & Co. The holidays are coming up. It means it's time to start thinking about what you're going to put under the tree. Everything you need for a Mississippi State fan is at Marunico. Use our promo code THUNDER15, 15% off regular price items. Some exclusions do apply. Before you go to the games, head over to Marunico. Offensive playmaker, Robbie Faulk, who do you got?
So, you asked the question at the press conference the other day about Kevin Coleman, why he is, you know, I guess not just him specifically, but why there are receivers in Jeff Lebby's offense that are just far and away, numbers-wise, better.
Right.
And
well, there's one a year that has massive numbers.
Right, and I think that's, you know, Kevin Coleman is certainly that. He's going to take a lot of focus in this game, I think, from Arkansas's defense. I think Kelly Akari has a breakout game in this game because Mario Craver's out. The focus is going to center, I think, around Kevin Coleman and trying to limit what he does. I think this is a chance for Kelly Akari to eat. And he has been showing some of that promise in recent weeks. He's gotten more healthy. He's gotten more involved and kind of getting on the same page with Michael Van Buren, things like that. If he's in one-on-one coverage down the field, he's going to make some big plays in this game. I think Kelly Akari is going to be your MVP for Mississippi State offensively, and he has his breakout performance in this game, probably with 100 yards receiving, maybe a touchdown or two. I think he has a good game.
I like that pick. I'm going to go the other way, though, and I'm going to go the running game. I thought Devon Booth finally showed us a little bit of the explosiveness and the talent Mississippi State fans were excited about when he came into the Bulldogs from the transfer portal. I think he's going to – maybe this can be his first 100-yard game this week. I really feel like State is starting to figure some things out in the running game. I think that Van Buren gives you a little bit of a threat there, so you can't just focus on Booth and Daniels. I think Booth is doing some things in the passing game as well. I saw a stat. He's one of the four players in the conference with multiple rushing and receiving touchdowns this year. He's become a little bit of a weapon. I think he has a big game this week. So I'll go with Devon Booth. Defense?
Are we back on?
I don't know, man. I still say no. Well, I don't know. They're forcing turnovers.
They are forcing turnovers.
So who gets one this week?
You know, Corey Ellington's been close a couple of times. He dropped a pick six the other day. I think he comes up with an interception this week.
Mm-hmm.
Would that be a playmaker or an X factor?
Well, I mean, that could be a playmaker because I mean he'll have some tackles.
I said that I felt like defense was going to be the difference in this game. I think if he gets a big interception like late in the game or something, that could turn the game for Mississippi State. I'll go with him as an X factor. Okay. As far as a playmaker. You know, like the only like playmakers I see on this defense so far are Zachary Tillman and Isaac Smith. Mm-hmm. And we don't know about Tillman.
Questionable, yeah.
So I guess I'll go with Isaac Smith by default.
Oh. Maybe he can get in on the interception parade this week too. I'll just go with Isaac Smith. Yeah, let's. Hey. You know, when we were doing this podcast a decade ago, we used to have the no Dak rule. You couldn't pick Dak.
Now you can't pick a defensive player at all.
Well, it's like it's the opposite. Like you couldn't pick Dak because
he was going to be the playmaker every week.
But it was like everybody, you had other good players. This is the opposite. You pick Isaac Smith because he's the only one.
Yeah.
So we'll go with Isaac Smith. Who's your X factor? You're going to go with Corey Ellington?
Yeah.
For me,
it feels strange going with the defensive guy, but
yeah, close game. I think that in terms of I just mentioned him, Sadu Traore. He's due for a big game, and you know a 5-6-7 catch game from him. Again, you know we talked about this offense, and it does seem to run through Coleman. But at some point, teams are going to start trying to take him away, and when that happens, I think Traore can be a mismatch guy for you there. So I'm going to go with Sadu Traore for my X factor. I think he gets into the end zone this week. What do you got for a prediction?
I felt good about this game for a couple of weeks now, and I still do. I still think that State can win this game, and I'm going to pick an upset. I mean, six straight weeks of Mississippi State losing. I think I said after the Toledo game I probably wasn't going to pick this team anymore, but things have changed in how they played and how close they've gotten. This is a game that's very winnable for Mississippi State, and they've found a way to win this game more often than not since 2013. So I'm going with Mississippi State. I think they win the game 34-27.
34-27 is your final score. Very good. I, too, am a glutton for punishment, so I'll go with you on this one. I'll take the Dogs. like a high scoring game. I just feel like State is going to be a little bit better offensively. I it feels weird to have this much faith in a true freshman, but Michael Van Buren right now looks like a future
been
star.
Really good. Against three great defenses.
Yeah, and now he's taking that. You know, Arkansas's defense is good, don't get me wrong, but they're not on that level. So give me the Dogs, 35-31. It's my final score. Exciting game. We'll get some enjoyment out of it.
So that'd be fun.
I will tell you this. If they lose this one, I'll pick them to beat UMass, but that's that.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to pick them anymore.
I won't get back in the game at that point. So, all right, guys. Have a great weekend. After the game, post game, YouTube Live, Super Talk Mississippi channel for me, for the Thunder and Lightning post game, Robbie Falk's YouTube channel for a
Maroon and White Daily.
Maroon and White Daily. Oh, yeah, it's on Maroon and White Dailies. I'm sorry. Their channel, which is that's that 1-3 website, right?
It is. Yeah. It's an 1-3 website.
So you go there, get all the post game that you're going to need to wrap everything up on Saturday. And then we have, I love an 11 a.m. kickoff. We have the rest of the day for college football. Should be a lot of fun. Have a great weekend, guys. If you're traveling to Starkville, please be safe. Talk to you guys later. For Robbie Falk, I'm Brian Haydad. Thanks for listening to Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.